And now, from having all these nice presentations and updates at the national level, I will have would like to take the time to bring you down to Illinois and Chicago and see how a state and even a community within that state can align to these target objectives at the national level and try to see the progress during the interventions and strategies that they have. I want to start by saying that I have no relationship to disclose in this presentation, and I am going to report just to one specific surveillance project that we have in Chicago that is the most recently one that we have done. It's called the Healthy Smile, Healthy World Project. This is a surveillance project that has been led by the Illinois Department of Public Health Division of Oral Health. The main objective is to basically obtain regional and statewide estimates about the oral health status and the overweight and obese status of third grade children in Illinois. It has been done 3 times already, so we are very happy to start putting the dots to see, you know, where we are going, either up or down, but at least we have 3 now. And it's starting in 2003-2004 school year, then followed by the 2008-2009. And the third one, which is the one that I am reporting now, was a kind of a special collaboration between the Illinois Department of Public Health and the Oral Health Forum, and supported by many other organizations. And I want to acknowledge Dr. Miller, who was the former, you know, chief in the Illinois Department of Public Health, and he was just a key person to be able to move the project. And also Chris from the Association of States and Territorial Data Directors that really helped us, you know, to follow all the protocols needed to be able to measure what we need to measure in the state. So I think basic information, most of people here, I think, are in the oral health arena. But I just want to give some basic information for people that maybe is not from this oral health environment. But for this surveillance project, we use what is called a basic screening survey, which is a tool that was developed by the Association of States and Territorial Dental Directors to align or to allow states to use the oral health objectives and monitor, you know, progress in diseases and the effectiveness of the interventions of whatever strategy that they are using at the state or local level to see progress regarding the Healthy People 2020 objectives. What this basic screening survey tool does is try to standardize protocols or diagnostic criteria, so every state or community that is using this tool are speaking the same language. So we are measuring the same thing, we have the same diagnostic criteria, and because of that, we will be able to measure or to compare apples with apples or oranges and oranges, so we will be able to be at the same level. So the nice thing about this basic screening survey is that states that follow these protocols are able to feed what is called the National Oral Health Surveillance System, which is a collaboration between the CDC and the Association of States and Territorial Dental Directors. So as you can see on the table, they have several indicators in there, and they have several sources of data. But this specific project that we are talking about today, the Healthy Smile, Healthy Grow, gives information about Illinois progress in these three indicators: caries experience for school-age children, third graders, untreated caries, and dental sealants. It is important to say that about 53 states are now, you know, feeding these indicators, using the basic screening survey and giving the information you know, to the National Oral Health Surveillance System. So getting more into detail about what we measure in Illinois, we see now that, you know, we were able to measure the rate of the percentage of children with untreated decay that for the basic screening survey specifically is related to cavities. So we are not speaking about white spots, you know, or initial lesions, but we are talking about actual cavities that we can see in the mouth of the children. For treated decay, we measure the, you know, the percent if the child has fillings or if the child and or any cavities. And for treated decay, we measure the fillings. For caries experience, we are measuring the past and current dental decay experience, which means if the child has filling and or cavities present in their mouth. We also measure if the child has the presence of any dental sealants in at least one permanent first molar, and the need for treatment, which we call early treatment if the child has any cavities. An urgent treatment specifically for these basic screenings or beds refers to the child that has pain because of or any type of infection. For the Illinois, this is what the first time that we included a measure, this last measure, which is the rampant decay measure. And our objective was kind of see the severity of the disease and the kind of groups that are affected for that. So it's basically telling us if the child has more than 7 teeth that have either fillings or cavities. So now for the obesity part of the survey. So this is a special collaboration also between the Chronic Disease Division in the Illinois Department of Public Health with the Oral Health component of the Illinois Department of Public Health. This is becoming very, we have now more, I think around 16 states that are doing this kind of collaborations or maybe increasing collaboration between different departments. And it's very good because it allows us, many of you may have experienced the difficulties or how difficult it is to get into schools and try to arrange, you know, to do this kind of surveillance project. So this allows us to really try to use the resources that we have wisely, but also to try to save time, you know, and in two important issues, especially in Illinois, that are affecting children, which is the obesity and the dental decay. So for the body mass index measure, we basically took the height and weight of every child that we screened. We calculated the body mass index and we followed the CDC protocols, the percentiles to classify the child if they have normal weight or if they are considered to be obese or overweight. So now I want to tell you more specifically about how we did it in Illinois. This is the first time that the state actually used a special stratification sample. So we divided the state following the Illinois public health regions, and we have 6 regions. So that was the first stratification that we do for our sample. Then we tried to stratified by urbanicity in at least 4 of the state, 4 of the regions, the ones that you see with, yellow and kind of pink. And then we did a special stratification for the Cook County, the West Chicago region, which is the one that has more colors over there. And this West Chicago region, we tried to include, you know, all the color counties that are the ones that are around the Cook County area. the green is the Coon County area, and within the Cook County, we divided with Chicago. We did this mainly because more than 50% of the population in the state lives in this region in of the state, so it was very important for us to have more representation in the sample in this region of the state. So we selected, we thought it was logistically possible for the sample to have at least 100 schools included in the survey. The participation rate at the school levels, we have 88% of the schools participated. We were able to screen close to 3,800 children throughout the state. Even though I have to report also that, you know, the response rate at the children level is a little more difficult, so we have like kind of 44% response rate, you know, at the children level. And now I will take you very quick to show you the data that we collected. So the whole idea is to see what is the trends that we have in Illinois. And regarding caries, the dental caries status, you will see in the middle the two measures that we have that actually have the three surveys. So the blue one represents the 2003-2004, the red the 2008-2009, and the 13 is represented by the green color. The two measures that we have in the extremes is the first time that are reported. I told you rampant decay, this is the first time that we are actually collecting that data. But we can see that for untreated decay, we are making some progress in the state regarding, you know, the percentage of children going from 30% to 22% of children that have actually cavities in the mouth. And then regarding caries experience, we went from 55% to 52% in the last decade, which is making also progress in this indicator. Regarding treatment needs, this is the first time that we were actually reporting early care needs, which is the children that we see with cavities in the mouth. We have 20%, but for urgent care, we can see that we went from 4% in 2003 to 2% in 2013 and 14. However, I think it's important to put this 2% on perspective because, I mean, many people will say 2% is nothing, right? But if we have the number of children that were enrolled actually that year in third grade in Illinois, we can say that around 3,000 children were sitting in the classroom with either a pain or an infection that, if not treated, you know, could have, you know, important consequences. So, okay, thank you. So this is a nice slide because it's showing, you know, especially the efforts that the Illinois Department of Public Health have been having in implementing and spreading the school-based oral health screening program. And you can see that we went from 27% in 2003 to almost 50% of the children now showing the presence of dental sealants. Okay? Now, for overweight and obese status, we can see that we are slowly going down, very slowly, but still we have at least three measures that are showing that we are moving slowly, you know, down. But at least for the obese, we see that we went from 21% to 19% in the last decade. I want to mention also that this indicator is actually one of the leading health indicators also for children. So it's very important for us to be able to keep working with other stakeholders in the state to keep moving this indicator. Now, or lastly, I want to show you the progress compared to Healthy People 2020. So for the untreated decay, The blue is showing the Healthy People 2020 target, and the red is showing Illinois. And we see that the target for untreated decay was to have at least less than 26% or 26% of children or less with untreated decay, and Illinois is already at 22%. So we consider to have the objective met, but however, I think that kind of will be irresponsible to say, because we know through the survey that we still have many group of children, you know, when we compare race ethnicity and socioeconomic status, that are still behind. For this objective specifically, we have African American children with, that have around 29%. Regarding untreated decay, so still we have a lot of work with the specific groups of the population. Regarding caries experience, we have in Illinois 52%, and the target is for 2020 is 49%. Again, we know that children, for example, Latino children in the state are the ones that are more that have the highest percentage of caries experience, and they are around 58% for that target, even though the state is getting closer to the target. For dental sealants, we have the target is 28%, at least 28% of children with a dental sealant present, and Illinois is now close to 50%. And for obesity, we have, Illinois has around 19% of the children considered to be obese, and the target is 16%, so we still have some kind of progress needed for two indicators, the caries experience and the obesity. But one thing that I want to mention is that, at least for the dental sealant part, we have nice progress when we see differences between children from low-income families and children, you know, who do not qualify for the school-based, for the lunch program in the school, free lunch program in the school. We see very important gaps in all the indicators that we have, like 10% differences between these two groups. However, it's nice to see how dental sealants is the only one that we can see that is closing the gap. So we have the two groups, low-income children and the other children, when we compare them, are almost at the same level. So we see how the effort that we are doing in the state to bring these free services to the children at the school level are bringing some results for that. So I think my time is up, and the conference too, I think.
You have 1 minute.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. It was nice to hear the local efforts. Any questions for any of our speakers? Bev? Unless you want to speak loudly?
Speak loudly.
Yeah. Did everyone hear the answer? They can do it, and she'll collaborate with Gina.
A
For Dr. Valencia, I'd like to congratulate you and Illinois for now having three data points for BSS. Not many states are fortunate enough to have that, and that is important information that you can use for working towards improving state and local programs. I'm wondering, are you planning to issue a report where you do break down the different geographic areas, or the report is available?
Well, it's available.
Okay.
I can send you a link to our website. The PDF file is in there, and at the end of the report, we have actually all the data where it breaks down by regions in the state, you know, by socioeconomic status, by all that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Are there other questions for any of the speakers? Yes.
I just want to talk to Valencia because you have obesity and oral health measures. Were there disparities in the oral health measures by weight? Did you look at obesity? No.
In obesity, do you mean, or weight?
Did you stratify by the weight measure to see if there are disparities in obese, overweight children have different
Next
project.
We have it. basically, you know, stratify by the normal demographics that we use, but we didn't do it by weight and stuff, you know. But it's interesting idea.
So on the ASTDD website, we have a page that has links to all of the reports that have been done on basic screening surveys, if the state has sent us the report. And I just looked, and I don't have links to any of Illinois' reports, so
yes.
I would really like those.
Yeah, but we send it, you know, to Mike, actually you, I will send it, to make sure it's in there,
We may have talked to them already, I want it there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions or comments for our distinguished speakers here? Anything, would any of you like to ask any questions of each other? If you do, just come up to the mic.
One thing I'll just comment, if you guys have any questions about the oral health objectives or any of the information that Cheryl or Jillian or Alejandra presented, you know, please try to get in touch with one of us. Even if you're wanting to get in touch with Cheryl, if you contact me, I'll be able to provide that information.
Great. Thank you, everybody, for attending.